Where are you from?
Babylon. Long Island.
Originally Babylon, New York. Island. Yeah. Billy Joel, the Islanders, you love all those things?
A little bit, yeah. More Beach Boys than me.
Are you proud to be a Long Islander?
Sure.
But now here you are in the heart of the city. You work here in Manhattan?
I do.
Yeah. What do you do?
I'm a bartender.
A bartender?
Yep.
How long have you been tending bar?
20 years.
You went to school for it originally?
No, I went to school for criminal justice.
So. What's the worst part about being a bartender? I've been in bands, and sometimes it's hard to deal with inebriated people
sure.
all the time.
I'd say, and nowadays, I'd say it's more like changing times and more regulation over the industry, where bartenders used to make good money. Now it's like, you know, you make money like everybody else. It's not the whole cash thing. Now you get pay your taxes like anybody else.
So. And you get in trouble, too, with the DUIs?
That's one thing I like about New York as compared to Long Island.
People walk.
You don't have to deal with that. Like Long Island, you have to kind of take that into account. But in the city, most people are getting home safe.
You're a busy bartender. Do you have time to pay attention to politics?
Oh, yeah.
Do people talk about it? Do your customers talk about it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have to stay neutral, or do you just...
You should stay neutral. It's a classic rule of bartending. There's no politics, no religion.
Off the record, though, away from the bar, who do you like?
I liked Bernie.
Are you Bernie or Bust? No Hillary,
no way.
No,
Bernie or Bust, because what's the point of that? You know, I would say if I had to be a one-issue voter, that one issue would be breaking the seventh seal, and so I would never vote for Trump.
Talk about that seventh seal. What does it mean?
There's the changing of times where people are like now falling for reality TV show nonsense. Like, I still have so much more respect for this country as to think that's just because somebody is good for sound bites and riling people's feathers has nothing to do with whether or not he'd make a good president. And that is ridiculous to me. We're thinking about putting this person in one of the most powerful positions in history. You know, if somebody like Trump in there, to me, is just idiocy to think that this is a guy who's prepared for that situation, for that position, and it just demeans the position and it demeans our country. We needed a politician who, unlike so many others, wasn't being corrupted, and I think we had that with Bernie Sanders, and I think we lost a great opportunity. And I think that Bernie's momentum definitely helped sway Clinton towards the proper side of history, but she's not my first choice. Atlantic City, New Jersey, like, you know, we grew up around Trump. We grew up around the stories of this guy. He was good for a laugh, but at no point did anything ever happen that made me think, oh, maybe we should start taking this guy seriously. And now suddenly he's the front runner of the Republican Party. I think it's terrible. I think it's a wonder that we still get away with a two-party system when a guy like this is demeaning the process.
And on a positive note, what's your positive message for our listeners tonight?
You know, there's definitely hope for the future. And, you know, now more than ever, people are kind of like becoming more mainstream aware of the fact that maybe America's no longer the golden society it was in the 1950s. It's not the greatest country in the world anymore. I think people can truly get behind that statement. But I still think that our spirit, our belief structure, our heart can make us the greatest country in the world with some work. With the right spirit behind us, we can make the right moves towards the future and make America great. You know, we don't need demagoguery to make America great again. We just have to remember our roots.
I appreciate your time, man. Good luck to the bar tonight.
Thanks.
What's the popular new drink I've never heard of?
Oh, the aviation cocktail.
That's it? What is it?
It's a classic. It's gin, a little bit of maraschino, a little bit of creme de violette, and lemon juice. Prohibition cocktails are getting more and more mainstream than ever, so it's coming back. You know, we're not doing any more Bahama Mamas. We're doing the real stuff now.
Did I give you a card?
Thanks.
6 o'clock tomorrow. I hope you can listen. Great stuff, man. Thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
To you. Hey, everybody. Clay Pigeon with you on The Dusty Show. How you doing? I'm glad you're out there listening. AccuPlaylist is alive and well. This is Ted Nugent from 1974, Great White Buffalo.
Yeah.
Ted Newton, Namboy Dukes, Great White Buffalo, Red Kayaks. I used to have this record. Oh, yeah. Check, check. What's your first name?
It's Drew.
Drew, are you excited about the upcoming election?
No.
Do you have a candidate that you prefer of the two main candidates?
I don't.
And you're undecided? You're going to sit the whole thing out?
Not undecided, but I might not vote. Yeah, I might sit out or not vote for either two major candidates.
Do you like Stein or Gary Johnson?
I don't know anything about either one of them. I would be more inclined about Libertarian, but I don't know anything about Gary Johnson.
What are your thoughts on Hillary?
I don't really like her. I think she's been in government too long. Same reasons why a lot of people don't like her. She's not transparent and seems to have used her position for her advantage.
What about Donald Trump?
No. I would have liked it if there was a sane Republican candidate, but he's not qualified, so he doesn't count.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
Yeah, because it's a great country. And we've been through ups and downs before. And I think it's the country and the values and the systems, which is what I think will survive. I don't think we can have candidates that are so rotten that they will destroy it. But that's what I hope.
I appreciate your time. Thanks a lot, man. Here's my card. My show is tomorrow at 6. I hope you can check it out.
Okay, thanks.
All right, good night. So you live in India. You're just visiting.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you been here a lot, too, in New York?
This is my first visit here.
Is it exciting?
Yes.
What's so fun about coming to New York? I live here, you know, I'm used to it. As a tourist, I can't remember. What is it, the tall building?
It's more the people. I get to see, it's like the whole world is here. Yeah, it's very diverse, and I can just probably see everyone from all over the world here, talking different languages.
How about you?
Pretty much the same, you know, it's just a diversity, and it's kind of fast life. Nobody waits for no one.
Is it your first time, too?
Yeah, first time.
Wow, it's exciting for you guys, yeah. I know that India is emerging in the world as becoming a very powerful country.
Yes.
But some of us old-timers, we just remember the Beatles in India and George Harrison and Ravi Shankar. And, you know, that's our education. Do you pay attention to politics in the United States?
Well, obviously, we are watching. It's a critical election for all this.
Do people talk about it in India, Trump and Hillary Clinton?
Yes, very much.
Yeah? Is there a consensus you can get of who most people would like to win?
Yes. I think so.
And who is it?
I think they're towards Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. How about you personally? Would you rather see her win or Donald Trump?
I would rather see her win. I think Trump has got a little strong views on certain things which I don't subscribe to.
Do people like Obama in India?
I guess so, yeah. A lot of them.
Do you love America?
It's a nice place to be, yeah. To love, we need to come and experience it a little more.
What do people think of the United States and India? Where do they get it wrong? Now that you've been here, what will you tell them when you go back?
I think we just don't know how big it is. When you get here, you see how big and massive the country is.
Are the streets big?
Yeah, the streets, and it's a clean and very law-abiding country.
What's your message to all the people of the United States who hear this radio show?
I think you live in a great country with wonderful people from all over the world, showing an example to the whole world.
Can you say something in your language to the people back in India?
Vanakkam, people from India. Ellarkum Malay Vanakkam. Have fun. Take care.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Here's my card, you guys. Tomorrow night at 6. I hope you can listen. Have a nice time in New York.
Hillary Clinton's message is old and tired. Her message is that things can't change. My message is that things have to change, and that this is our one chance, and maybe our only chance, to do that change. And to, if we don't do it now, folks, I don't know that we'll ever, ever have another chance. We have to have change, but real change, not Obama change.
The silent fundraiser is still ongoing here at WFMU. Thanks a lot for your pledges so far as we continue to press on until we reach our important goal. I've got a few people to thank. As far as the Dusty Show is concerned, thanks for your pledges. And I really have to rock it through this. Forgive me. Terry in Las Vegas, Corey in Brooklyn, New York, Bonnie with a pledge, Johnny FC in East Brunswick, New Jersey, Boss in the Netherlands, Chris in Seattle, Jeremy in Saskatoon, Matthew in Lexington, Kentucky, Joseph in New York, Mitzi in Sheffield, Nadia in the United Kingdom, William in Denmark, Richard in Brooklyn, Mijan in Pasadena, California, William in Los Angeles, Volker in New York, Bob in Roselle, New Jersey, John K. in New York, New York, Paul M. in Birmingham, Alabama, Eugene in Montclair, New Jersey, Johnny in New Haven, Connecticut, Walter in Douglasville, Georgia, and Sean in Somerville, Mass. Thank you to each of you sincerely for making a pledge to The Dusty Show and, more importantly, to WFMU. If you have a chance, get online, make a pledge to the station. If you feel so inclined, kick a little Dusty's way. We're right at the edge of our goal, I think 97%. We could do it during this show. Music now from Jan Hummer and Jerry Goodman. The album Like Children. This is No Fear on Dusty. I might knife
you. No, it's just the election.
Oh, the election. You're talking about the people are heated over this thing.
Well, no, I don't think people are heated. I think the masses are quiet.
You do?
And I think we're going to have a little Brexit activity where people haven't been able to speak their minds.
Are they going to come out of the woodwork for Trump? Is that what you're saying?
For Trump, absolutely.
And you're smiling. You're happy about it.
I just think it's interesting. One of the things I did this morning is I looked at the electoral map, and I said, what states did Hillary struggle with against Obama in 2008? Very interesting, especially as you look at some of the swing states and how well did Hillary fare versus Obama in some of those states. In some of those states, it's a landslide for Obama.
I have to ask, you haven't really said outright, are you for Donald Trump?
Well, I'm not for Donald Trump as much as I'm against the status quo. Yeah, she had her chance in 2008 and she wasn't successful. We came into 2016 and we had no choice. It's here's your candidate. And Bernie was the one that came out of the woodwork.
Did you like Bernie?
No, I wasn't a big Bernie fan. But I like the fact that he was a grassroots candidate.
What about what Comey's done now, the FBI, planting that seed of doubt about the emails again? Do you have thoughts on it?
I don't think that, it's really that contrived. That would be pretty amazing if it was. I think it's giving people permission to question the leading candidate. So they're saying, okay. Oh, I remember all this stuff. I remember why I didn't support this person in 2008. And I saw what happened, and it's making people think about it. And I think a lot of people jumped into Hillary's camp because of the problems going on the other side of the on the other side of the aisle.
What about Trump? Obviously, serious allegations against him too. Do you think his supporters don't believe it, or they just don't care?
I don't think there's serious allegations. Trump is just a citizen. To a certain extent, that's his weakness, because he's got a lot of character sorts of issues that a lot of Americans have. And it's all played out through the election and the stage we've given this person to let all of his dirty laundry be aired, and he can't help himself. You know, he's a narcissist, but aren't we all? So I think people don't really see those as serious issues. I mean, it's revisionist history. A lot of the issues we see today are, boy, this is not tolerated. But if you watch a movie that's 20 years old, like Caddyshack, you can't believe what goes on in Caddyshack 20 years ago. And we're judging Donald Trump by a lot of the things that he did 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago.
So if the election's tomorrow, you're pulling the lever for Trump?
I'm going to struggle with that. One of the undecideds. And, there's a lot of issues at play.
You all right?
I'm sorry. Be distracted by a sidewalk scene here. Man just laid down on the sidewalk in front of us. I think he's okay.
Yeah. He went down with strength. He didn't plop down.
Yeah. Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
I am. The American system is very resilient. There's always doom and gloom. I'm not a big fan of the doom and gloom because I think there's abundance. We're humans and we're survivors and we interact with each other. We love each other. That way will always prevail.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow at 6. It's archived if you miss it and care to listen in the future. I wish you all the best. Really a pleasure talking to you.
All right.
All right. Thank you, man. From the home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, these are the Buckinghams with Susan, 1968.
Susan, looks like I'm losing. I'm losing my mind. I'm wasting my time. Susan, do you have to be confusing? I ask myself why. No other girl could ever take the place of you. Though you're hurting me, you know I'll always be thinking of you. Girl, I love you.
Buckinghams had a lot of hits. Kind of a Drag was one of them. Produced by James Guercio. They were kind of a prototype for Chicago a little bit later on. The Buckinghams from Chicago.
No other girl could ever take the place of you. Though you hurt me, you know I'll always be thinking of you. Girl, I love you.
Check. What's your first name?
Dana.
Dana, what's going on in there? I walk by and the store is just a cram full of people.
It's a sample sale.
Of cosmetics or something?
Curly hair products.
Do you pay attention to politics?
Yeah, I do.
Are you excited about the upcoming election?
I'm waiting for it to be over. I was ready for it to be over in June.
How's this one different?
Well, we have a qualified candidate and a very unqualified candidate.
Do you think Hillary's going to win?
I think she will. I hope she will.
Are you nervous?
I'm a little nervous about it because sometimes the polls say he's ahead and she's behind, but, you know.
Did you think it was kind of fishy that the Comey from the FBI reopened that email investigation right before the election?
Yeah, it's a little suspicious. You know, it seems a little biased.
What about Donald Trump? Do you think he's unfit for office?
Definitely.
Well, what are your major problems with him?
I think that he doesn't know anything about politics, and he's bad at business, and he's also chauvinistic pig.
You're young. Are you hopeful about the future of the country?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I am.
What makes you that way?
I'm an optimistic person, so...
By nature?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your message of peace and love to our listeners of WFMU on this, the virtual eve of the election?
Good luck, and I think...
It's Loud City, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I want you to finish.
Yeah. Well, it's not a glamorous issue, but I think more people should be concerned with our infrastructure problems. So
they always talk about it, don't they? Money.
Yeah.
But then nothing ever gets done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you sound well informed. Here's my card.
Okay.
My show airs tomorrow at 6. I hope you get this.
Okay. Thank you so
All
much.
Right.
Bye.
This is Terrence. Oh, Jesus. This is Terrence Trent D'Arby from the Vibrator album, the title cut, Stepped All Over Him.
Beautiful soul, don't keep it in. Can you transform the pain you feel? The birds of prey have swallowed the breadcrumbs you left behind. Find your way back from the soul mine. But sooner or later,
from 95, a few years on after his initial blush of success.
A beautiful child of God and man.
Let's get up and dance a little bit. Dance with me, you guys. Come on.
Sooner or later.
Again, and there's just a few days to go. We're all monitoring the polls to gauge the size of the October surprise.
You said it's Jeff, right?
That's right.
Are you going to a game tonight, Jeff?
I'm not. I'm just waiting for my train.
What's going on here? Hockey or something? The Isles?
I don't know.
The Rangers maybe are
probably
playing tonight. Yeah.
Probably.
Do you pay attention to politics?
I do.
Are you excited about the election?
Yeah.
Do you have a candidate that you prefer of the four?
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Hillary.
Have you been with her all the way, or did you like Bernie?
I was actually, what's the guy from Maryland's name? Martin Malloy.
O'Malley,
that's his name.
Yeah.
I can't even remember. I can't remember his name now. It seems like ages ago.
You were an O'Malley guy.
I was, because I thought, you know, remember when they had the whole thing going on with all the children coming up from Central America and everything, and he had these really smart comments about it's a problem, you have to fix it, but by the same token, we're a nation that should be humane and all that stuff. And I was like, well, that guy's interesting. So I sort of kind of gravitated to him, but to no avail.
Do you think Hillary's going to do it, or is this email thing going to undo her?
I think it's going to be really close. I don't think the email thing at this point is going to undo her. I think from what I'm reading and seeing, you know, it seems like a lot of the emails are things that have already been looked at before.
Did Comey and the FBI do that on purpose, reopening that case?
Impossible to say. What seems to make sense to me is the argument that he made about if I didn't say anything and she got elected, it would have been more trouble than if I'd said anything to begin with. But, you know, I can only take him at face value.
What about Donald Trump? What are your thoughts on him and on his followers?
As a New Yorker, I feel like we have a different perspective because I've lived here forever.
Are we in the bubble they talk about?
Well, not so much the bubble, but, like, we've seen all of his antics throughout the year, so it's no surprise. His behavior is no surprise to me. I was one of those people who thought, he can't be serious.
It's very serious now.
It's very serious. And I think some of the anger he's tapped into is legitimate and real. There are real issues that we should look at as Americans and be sympathetic to. But
the divisiveness and the way he bends every truth to his own purpose, you know, you just can't take the guy seriously.
Are you hopeful about the future of the country?
Yeah, I think, and maybe it's because I live in the bubble, as you say. I have a lot of friends who are Republicans, who are conservatives, liberals. I have friends across the spectrum, and we all talk about things, and we all know we all have different views, but at the same token, there's more that kind of keeps us together than divides us. I just think people are angry, and they're not happy with either candidate.
I appreciate your time. Nice thoughts. I appreciate that. Here's my card. My show airs at 6 o'clock each Thursday evening. I hope you can check it out.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Nice talking to you. I'm good, man. Thanks.
Each drop of rain falls a million times its own length to crash upon Earth's floor, and with its pain cause life to start anew.
This is Harry Nilsson.
Each second fights its way magically through your entire life, like a salmon traveling upstream to its final destination, and with its goal in sight, life ends to start anew. Each man span and rides the life of all mankind, and not until his kind is past will he, and not until you die will each second of your life conclude, and not until it crashes against the earth will a drop of rain have fallen. Not until all men are dead will you die, and life will start anew, and you will have traveled a million times your own time, and magically,
Van Dyke Parks. The election's coming up. It's less than a week away. Do you have a candidate that you'll vote for?
It's definitely Hillary.
Had you always been with Hillary?
No. I wasn't always with Hillary, but from what I have to choose from, it has to be Hillary.
Did you like Bernie?
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
What about Trump?
I don't dislike Trump. He's Trump. I dislike him for the President of the United States. But as a businessman, he's a businessman. He's a winner.
We don't need a businessman like Trump.
Yeah, who's that's what I said, not that.
Who's doing clandestine things with Putin, who is more focused on putting out old dirt, who it seems like the head of the FBI, a Republican, is throwing things out there at a time when this is unprecedented. We have never had anything like this happen in the United States.
To be honest, it looks like a big rat race.
When you...
It's a disgrace.
Will you guys miss Obama?
What?
Will you miss Obama?
I think everybody...
I will miss Obama, but I will miss Michelle Obama more. I'm just being honest. She's
How
just
about
awesome.
You?
I will miss Obama because even though coming in, the Republicans in the Senate and Congress said that they were going to castrate him, and they did their best.
They're saying the same thing about Hillary now. They're gonna neuter everything she tries
right.
to do.
But at the end of the day, man makes plans and God makes decisions. So
there
it's going
go.
To be the president that God wants us to have, and they're going to get done what's supposed to
I
get
like,
done.
I love the way my aunt involved religion into politics. That was so cool.
Did you know it was coming?
Knowing my aunt, yep. That's my auntie.
Do you value God more than politics? Or?
I value God more than politics.
Obviously.
So do I. Some of these politics think they God.
They use religion sometimes.
Exactly.
There are people who use religion, but the people who are using religion be it Muslims, be it ISIS, be it right-wing Christians, they're not doing what God said. God said, hate the sin, not the sinner. And so I don't have a heaven to keep you out of or a hell to put you in. My job is not to judge you. My job is to be the best Christian that I can be. I'm a sinner saved by grace, and so is anybody else that decides that they want
to
be.
Can I ask you a question now, sir?
Sorry to cut you up, Monty.
What is exactly you're doing here with the...
I talk to people on the street, and I edit it together into an hour-long program every Thursday night at 6 p.m. 91.1 WFMU. I'll give you a card
yes,
here.
Yes, please.
Here you
thank
go.
You, Quay.
Tomorrow at
no,
6.
My name is
what's
Quay.
Your message of peace and love to our listeners?
Christ didn't come to condemn the world, but to save the world. And he said to his disciples, when they said, Lord, there are people that are preaching, but they're not with us. He said, though they're not with us, if they're preaching us, they're not against us. So it doesn't matter what your faith is. If you love God, you love God.
And there's so many people of faith on the other side of the aisle from you who are Trump fans who think that God wants Trump to win.
But see... God said in the Bible, render unto Caesar those things that are Caesar's and unto God those things that are God. He told us to respect the people who are in power and position over us. But in this country, it's a democratic society. We have the right to vote in and out who we want. And it's the people with the money and the political agenda and the PACs, the PAC PACs behind them that are willing to throw in money to get their voice heard. So,
we have to go.
Yes.
Okay.
What's your last word?
My last word is live and let live. I think we all should love each other.
Thank you so much.
I believe that there is no such thing as color. Unfortunately, everybody doesn't agree with that. I don't go by that. I think we all breathe, we all bleed, and we all should love each other.
I'm going to play Ice-T on this show. Colors, man. It's funny that you said that.
Yeah.
Bring it on. Say, this is Ice-T.
This is Ice-T.
Nice
talking to you.
Thank you so much. Take
have
care.
A good
God
one,
bless.
All right.
Yo, Iz, let's do this.
This is Ice-T with Colors from 1989. Soundtrack to a movie with the same name.
Colors, 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 colors. I am a nightmare walking, psychopath talking. King of my jungle, just a gangster stalking, living life like a firecracker, quick as my fuse. Vendetta's a death, back the colors I choose. Red or blue, cuz of blood, it just don't matter. Sucker died for your life when my shotgun scatters. Colors. The gangs of LA will never die. Just multiply colors. Colors, 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 colors. You don't know me, fool. You disown me? Cool. I don't need your assistance. Social persistence. Any problem I got, I just put my fist in. Colors. My life is violent, but violent is life. Peace is a dream, reality is a knife. My colors, my honor, my colors, my all. With my colors upon me, one soldier stands tall. Tell me, what have you left me? What have I got? Last night in cold blood, my young brother got shot. My homeboy got jacked. My mother's on crack. My sister can't work cause her arms show tracks. Madness, insanity, living profanity. Then some punk claiming they're understanding me. Give me a break. What world do you live in? Death is my set. Guess my religion. Colors, 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 colors. My pants are sagging, braided hair. Suckers stare, but I don't care. My game ain't knowledge, my game's fear. I've no remorse, so squares beware. But my true mission is just revenge. You ain't my set, you ain't my friend. Wear the wrong color, your life could end. Homicide's my favorite binge. Colors. Colors. Okay,
from CNN. I believe the person the Republicans have nominated for president cannot do the job. Donald Trump's ideas aren't just different. They are dangerously incoherent. They're not even really ideas, just a series of bizarre rants, personal feuds, and outright lies. He is not just unprepared. He is temperamentally unfit to hold an office that requires knowledge, stability, and immense responsibility.
What's your first name?
Tom.
Tom, are you excited about the election? Just a few days away now.
Yeah,
Has it worn you down to an extent? A lot of people tell me that they're over it. They just want it to be over.
There's so much drama. It's kind of like watching a soap opera.
Are you generally a left-right kind of guy?
I'm fiscally to the right and
socially liberal.
Yeah. I believe in social causes, but there's got to be budgetary constraints, and we gotta watch the dollars while we're helping people.
What do you think of Donald Trump? Will he get your vote?
I don't think so. No. It's all about risk. And I think that the risk of having Donald Trump as a president is greater than the risk of having Hillary Clinton as president. I think the national economy and the national scene will take care of itself one way or the other. We've got Congress to thank for that and the justice system. But I think internationally is where we're at risk.
Do you see Hillary Clinton as kind of a continuation of Obama?
Not really. I see her as her own person, to be honest with you. I think her ideals are going to be similar, but in terms of a straight continuation, no, not necessarily.
Just by what you're saying here, it sounds like you think she's going to win.
At this point, I think the polls are looking that way.
Do you think Comey did it on purpose with the FBI bringing up the email case again?
Excellent question. Excellent question. I don't think he did. Personally, I think that he felt a responsibility to bring it up. In July, he said that nothing on the emails would let her slide, nothing to charge her for. Then all of a sudden, they find out there are more emails. He's got to open up about them, whether he wants to or not. Is he trying to tamper the election? I don't think so. Did he affect the election? Yeah, he has affected voters. Let's say he didn't say anything. She gets elected president, and then it comes out that there are top secret files on that computer. Now what do you do? Now what's Mr. Comey's problem? That you knew about it when you had this evidence and you didn't say anything.
I guess they just want him to say what it is.
Well, yeah, it takes time. I don't know how many emails there are. It took us months and months to find out what emails were on Hillary's device, and I'm sure they're pouring over them really quickly, but who knows what's on
there. It's vicious back and forth with the Democrats and Republicans right now.
It is.
And the American people, too, have gotten into it. Now we have computers and we can make comments. And
yeah, yeah.
Does it seem a little different this time around, this election, than the ones you remember in the past?
Oh, yeah.
Any more vitriol? Or?
Oh, yeah, much more. The venom is really out there.
What is it emblematic of? What has Trump tapped into? Just a dissatisfaction.
Yeah, dissatisfaction with Washington and all. As much as him not being the little guy, he is the standard bearer now for the little guy. And I think that people are gravitating toward that.
In bringing in the Tea Party to the Republican side, do you think in some ways it's created a problem for the Republican
Party?
Yeah,
absolutely. Look around. Where is any kind of a centrist candidate that they could go and reach for?
We kind of miss moderates in this country, don't you think?
At the end of the day, yeah. Moderates are going to win elections. Moderates appeal to more people.
Why didn't Kasich win?
Not well known enough. His personality, personally, I think he's probably a stronger person than the others. I've always tried to vote for the person who I think has the most common sense and who will steer the country the right way, be they a Democrat or a Republican.
What's your message to our listeners? A message of peace and love as the election approaches.
Peace and love? Just try and find the candidate that resonates most with you. And again, I come from a risk background, so I'm looking to reduce the risk. I think that Hillary puts our country at less risk than Donald. The real message is get out there and vote.
Thanks a lot for your time, sir. Here's my card.
Okay.
And I enjoyed speaking with you. Have a great week ahead.
Thank you.
The election just ahead, so exciting, just a few days ahead. This is Christian Rock with King's Kaleidoscope from 2014. such a celebratory sound. It's incongruous with my dissonant world. Irish with it here. I will not be afraid. River dance. For my home is in his name. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a rock by a guy whose blood has sealed our freedom. Jesus, our Savior. What's your first name?
Arthur.
Are you from New York City?
Yes, I am.
Born and raised?
Yes, I am.
I imagine it's changed quite a bit over the years.
Yes, it has.
What about this election season? Does it seem unique compared to the ones you've lived through?
Just seems more like it's down in the dirt than any election I've ever heard. They're talking dirt instead of talking what they're going to do for us.
Do you have a candidate that you'll vote for next Tuesday?
Yes, I do.
Do you mind telling me who?
Yes, I do.
You won't do it?
I won't do it, correct. But I think neither of them are eligible candidates for office. But I'm kind of strapped into voting for one of them.
Are you generally more conservative or more liberal?
Conservative.
You voted for Romney as opposed to, say, Obama or McCain?
Yes, I did. I do not like Obama as a president.
Can I assume anything from that about this election?
Of course you can. If you're an intelligent man, of course you can.
Trump has thrown some kind of wrench into the Republican Party, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's thrown them for a loop. And on the other side, we have a candidate that I think should be in jail. So now I have neither candidate running for the highest office in my country that I cannot really stand behind. I think we need strong leadership that doesn't reek of corruption. You know, and it seems like it's harder and harder to find that person these days.
Are you hopeful about the future of the country, honestly?
Yes, I always am.
What gives you that optimism?
Because I'm American and I think the country is strong, and I think regardless of how the outcome of the election is my president. I stand for our flag and I'm...
Would you support Hillary if she's elected?
Yes, I would.
What about President Obama?
I hope she would support me.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the problem. I think I support her more than she supports me.
What about President Obama? Do you think he's done a good job?
That's hard to say. Good job, good is very wishy-washy. I would say yes. I think he's taking us to a point of the United States should be a leader, and not a leader where we dominate, a leader where we show everyone else how to follow. And I think he's taken us back to the pack with everyone else. And I think we're a strong country in the world, and we should show that.
What would show that strength? Is it military?
Not military strength. Just showing them that we will be there and show them everyone else how to lead instead of just being just another one of the other countries in the world.
You think he's too quick to think of the United States as not exceptional?
I think he's too quick to think of us as part of the pack. And when you listen to the man speak, he's a likable man. I want to like him, but I just don't think he's a strong leader.
What buttons is Trump pushing? How has he done this? I mean, there's millions and millions of people who adore him and will vote for him.
I think he's shown us a strength. But I don't know that, as a conservative voter, I'm concerned for what he may do. Both sides make good arguments, but they make good arguments to the negative. So neither candidate, I think, is a strong candidate for the leader of this country.
You still love America?
Yes, I do.
What's your message of peace and love? I always ask this. Your message of peace and love to our listeners in Jersey City tonight, in New York, around the world, on the internet, on WFMU.
This may sound a little far-fetched, but what I would like to do is if everyone just lived by the goal, if we all just treated each other like we would want to be treated, the world would be a much better place.
Why can't we do? Is it the nature of man?
I do not know. If I had the answer to that,
he'd be president.
I certainly would share it.
All right, here's my card. Tomorrow at 6, I hope you can tune in. Thanks for your time. I enjoyed speaking with you.
Thank you.
All right.
I like this new sound, 2016. From Daughter, this is No Care. On the Dusty Show, TNP, Hardy coming up at 7. The whole package follows. Nice little package.
No one asks me for dances because I only know how to flail. I always sit like I'm drowning, dead arms around him. I'd rather stand still, hold tightly to the walls. No care, no care in the world. No care, no care in the world. I don't care, don't care.
I'm leaning on a delicate mind, watching the favorite fall behind. I'm leaning on a delicate mind, looking for hopeful signs. It's not over yet. It's not over yet.
Are you excited about the upcoming election?
I am excited.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Who do you like?
I like Hillary Clinton.
Have you been with her all the way, or did you like Bernie?
No, I've been with her all the way.
Do you think she's going to win? The FBI kind of dropped an October surprise on her with the email thing again.
I know. I was feeling pretty confident, and now I'm a little nervous. Yeah, I'm very nervous.
What about Trump? Talk about him a little bit.
Oh, God. Well, he's just terrible. He's completely unqualified. He's very erratic. He doesn't seem to have any set policy plans. So I think it's very nerve-wracking because you don't really know what he would do.
What does he represent to his millions of adoring fans? it's not just a fringe
group.
Yeah,
it's true. I think he represents... God. 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 A strong man. He says things from a place of power and strength. Mm-hmm. And even if they don't make any sense and it's not factually correct... Mm-hmm. I think they just like his sense of power.
What about you, friend, over here? Is that an e-cigarette?
Yes.
What's the deal with those? I used to smoke. I guess it's not as bad for you, right? Because you're not breathing smoke into your lungs.
I guess not. I wouldn't know. I don't know.
Did you smoke cigarettes before?
Mm-hmm.
And now you've completely transitioned to the e-cigarettes?
Yes.
What about if you're out on the weekend? And
no, I have not smoked.
How long?
A year and a half.
2 years for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're doing good.
Nice. Congrats.
Are you excited about the election? Your friend's excited.
I have no comment on the election.
Really? Why no comment?
I'm not following it.
And you never have? You just stay out of it?
Yeah. It's amazing.
How do
she
you do it?
She doesn't follow anything.
Nothing.
Does it mean you won't vote?
No, I have never voted.
Never?
No. I know. It's probably bad.
Is it just too complicated to register? Does it feel like you don't have time, or do you not believe in the whole thing?
I have my own things to, worry about. I just don't enjoy it. You know, some people are very into it, so.
If you were going to vote, who would you vote for?
I have no idea, because I'm not following them. So
she probably doesn't even know who's running.
Yes, I do. Okay, I know at least that.
Okay.
Here's my card. I enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
This is No Use for a Name from 1993, a song called Permanent Rust on The Dusty Show. I'm glad you're there. Silent Fundrager rages on. Pledge, baby. No use for a name.
Yeah.
more complicated, more sophisticated than it appears on first listen. You live in East Orange?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Were you born and raised in Jersey?
No, I was born in New York City.
You were, and you ended up in East Orange?
Yeah, sort of, kind of, in a way, yeah.
Will you vote in the election? Are you excited about it?
I'm a combat veteran. I vote in every election.
What branch of the service?
I was in the Army. Yes.
Vietnam era?
No, I was in Grenada.
Do you have a candidate that you prefer?
I'm going to hold my nose, but I'm going to vote for Hillary.
Did you vote last time, Obama?
Of course, yes. I voted for Obama twice.
They like to portray to us in the media that Trump is kind of the choice of the serviceman. You disagree with that, obviously.
Well, if we were to go to war with China and we have nuclear weapons, why can't we use them? I mean, questions like that, no. I don't think that he's capable.
Trump wanted to know why we couldn't use them.
Yes.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about Donald Trump. You obviously have well-formulated opinions about him.
I'm sure he's a great businessman, but so was Corzine. And Corzine was the worst governor that New Jersey ever had, in my opinion. He went in there saying that I'm a businessman and I can do this and I can do that. And he ended up sending New Jersey down the toilet. I voted for Christie only because if Joseph Stalin or Benito Mussolini were running, I would have voted for either one of them before I voted for Corzine. Unfortunately, I think that Christie turned out to be a travesty. I really had a lot of faith in him.
You think he knew about Fort Lee?
I'm sorry?
You think he knew about the bridge?
Yeah, of course. I mean, is it a big deal? I don't know, but yeah, he did know, yeah.
What about Comey and the FBI? Did they bring up this FBI case again on purpose right before the election?
I do know that this is something that should have been investigated. Benghazi was a big deal. People were killed. Trump is not responsible for any deaths. She is.
And you're going to vote for her?
Yeah, I'm going to vote for her, yes. What other choice do you have? I mean, you have a choice between sh and crap.
You think she's going to win?
Yes. The only reason why I'm going to vote for Hillary, even though I'm going to hold my nose and do it, is because we have the chance to change the Supreme Court now. There's 8 members. I think 3 of them are in their 80s.
Republicans already saying we're not going to let her have any of her appointments to the Supreme Court.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter what they say. I mean, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. But Citizens United is dangerous. I don't know if you've ever read anything about the rise of Benito Mussolini, but fascism is dangerous. Fascism is dangerous. Fascism is dangerous.
Are there parallels now you're seeing?
When you merge corporations with government, what do you get? You get fascism. It's already happened, but it hasn't gotten to the point where it's absolute fascism, but Citizens United could lead to direct absolute fascism, and it's dangerous.
Speaking of dangerous, is there a radicalized right out there now in the United States? We see stories about militia, increased activities, and it seems like there's a lot of racial tension and real out-and-out spite between the parties. Do you think we could someday see another civil war?
Yes, I do believe that there is going to be a civil war, but I don't believe that it's going to be a race war. I believe it's going to be between the haves and the have-nots. And I believe that there are more have-nots than haves.
Coming for the oligarchy?
Well, I'm not going to speculate on that. I even know what that means, but I believe that in the future, the civil war is going to be between the haves and the have-nots. I mean, look at the Soviet Revolution of 1917. Look at the French Revolution.
So until then, we'll just enjoy our cake, I guess.
You know, it's getting more expensive to eat that cake, and some of us just get to lick the knife.
What do you want to say to everybody in Jersey City, over there in Jersey? Shout out to them.
Keep it up, Jersey. Things are going to get better. I'm sorry to say it. I did vote for Christie, and I really had a lot of faith in him, but things are going to get better. They will. They have to.
Appreciate your time, man. Here's my card. Tomorrow night at 6, WFMU, Jersey City, 91.1, also online and archived.
What is your name, sir?
Clay Pigeon.
Terrence Napolitani.
Terrence Napolitani. Nice to meet you, too.
Thank you, sir.
From the National.
We are going to make America great again. We're going to start winning. We're going to put America first. We're going to make America safe again. But never, ever forget, we are going to make America great again. Make America great again. Make America great again. Make America great again.
Hey, everybody. Clay Pigeon. That's it for the Dusty Show this week. It went by really fast.
I'm glad you listened. I hope you liked it. Couple things I had written down I wanted to say before I'm out of here. Thanks, Paul, for your really nice email. I'm glad you enjoy the show and really liked your kind words. If you ever want to write me, dusty@wfmu.org. I'd love to hear from the listeners. Thanks again for those who pledged for the silent fundraiser. I'm sure we're right at the edge of making our Dusty goal. If you want to kick in, hey, my cousin Jason in St. Louis sent me a couple albums. Thanks, Jace. We've gotten to know each other pretty well, even though we never really connected as adults, but that is one good thing about the internet. Can be a good thing, bringing some family together. This is Keith Jarrett's version of Shenandoah. Reminded me of Shenandoah, Iowa, very near my hometown of Audubon, very near the wide Missouri. They used to sing the Everly Brothers in Shenandoah on KMA Radio when they were little kids. I miss Southwest Iowa. Miss you guys, too, until next week. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Until next time, vote, you guys, and always remember.
Marty White, modal realist private detective.
What if all possible worlds were literally real?
Don't do it, Hardy!
I have to try.
I will destroy you.
You got him.
I guess this makes you the world's first time-traveling detective. It's not literally time travel. It's possible world shifting.
Let's start an agency.
Man, what a small possible world.
I built this from the ground up.
From the ground up what?
Corn cobs, I bet.
I thought maybe ground up plastic, like East German cars.
Oh, a Trabant.
Yeah.
Trabant.
Yeah, sorry, Hardy. Go on with your story about your ground up car.
No, I mean I built this from the bottom up.
Isn't that how most things are built?
Nope. My granddad always said, build the roof first, then you'll have something to stand under when you're building the house.
I mean our time travel detective firm. And now it's all over since the time machine is broken.
Ah, heck, man, I know that sucks.
Yeah, well, if it's any consolation, I have no sympathy because I have worse problems. That's not really any consolation. But I mean, I started with no time machine or office or file cabinet or anything. And then, slowly over time, I got a time machine and then an office and then a filing cabinet.
Filing cabinet or file cabinet?
What?
You said both. First you said file cabinet, and then filing cabinet.
So?
People usually say one or the other.
But you said both in the same sentence.
Okay, so what?
You don't find that strange?
Is one wrong?
Not really.
People say both.
Then what's the big deal?
I've only seen that happen when we're in the time machine.
When you jump universes, you switch between selves or versions of yourself, and they're often subtle differences. Very subtle.
Bam, it happened again. We're in a time machine.
No, we're not. We're in your kitchen.
No, we aren't.
I'm with Lou. We're time traveling. I feel it in my gut.
Ni wei shuo zhong wang ma.
What?
That proves it. He doesn't speak Chinese yet.
I know. I don't.
Ni wei shuo dao wan ma.
What?
He doesn't speak German either.
You asked him in Chinese, though.
Oh.
And you don't speak Chinese. See, something's up.
But clearly, we're sitting in your kitchen, and the time machine is in the basement, and it's dead.
Well, we can fix it again when my mac and cheese is done.
What, Butchie?
Oh, I just borrowed a part off of it because the microwave one broke.
You borrowed a part? What part?
The timer.
The timer. You put the so-called timer from the time machine on the microwave.
Yeah.
Butchie, that's not a literal timer. We call it that because that's the thing that allows us to time travel.
Oh, what's that called when that happens? A homophone? Or is it a cognate?
You
you turned the microwave into a time machine, basically.
Oh, God knows where my mac and cheese is, then. The year 4? Because I set it for 4 minutes.
4 minutes?
Yeah, four and a half minutes.
In 4.5 minutes, you can literally travel millions of years.
Wow, that mac and cheese is in for a trip.
So, Butchie, here's an interesting thing about that timer unit. The radius is 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So when you turn that on and you're within 10 feet of it, you are time traveling.
Fun.
Are you even listening, Butchie?
I don't think he can hear you.
Butchie.
Butchie.
He's out of phase. Oh, this is bad.
He doesn't see us anymore, does he?
No, he's just sitting there like he's alone. We may have never even existed to him.
We gotta turn this thing off.
But where are we? It's not hooked up to any controls. We're just spinning through thousands of possible worlds. Oh, this is ridiculous. We could end up in a two-dimensional world or some freaky, liquidy place I can't even imagine.
In those scenarios, we're dead, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, by all means, that's it.
But what happens if we keep careening like this? Oh, man, where am I? Where is this place? Hey, you know, it's actually quite beautiful and lush. Maybe this isn't too bad. All right, that's heavy.
Be sure to catch the next episode of Hardy White, Bodil Realist Private Investigator, Monster Island.
Hello?
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 Hello? You don't know me.
No?
Yet.
All right, that makes sense.
We are swimming in a sea of possibilities. But things are all causing each other. Restricting and constricting and limiting the possibilities to one possibility. One possible world.
Well, that's not what my family believes, but thank you for calling.
Oh, and one more thing.
What is it?
You're not Bill Klein, are you?
No, I'm Hardy White.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was calling to prank Bill Klein.
All right. Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world only to lose his own soul? Like the farmer said to the potato, I'll plant you now and pick you later. Way out. Deep.
Ski.
Oshish.
Ragu.
Pavan.
Vivek.
Oh, Vivek, I love Vivek.
Yeah, man, Vivek's the best.
What are you guys doing?
We're naming male Indian acquaintances.
Why on earth?
Well, just something to quantify. We like to compete.
No, I understand. Well, I'll tell you what, that's funny, because I was just going to talk about someone of Indian descent, and that is the Buddha.
The Buddha! I know that guy.
No, not the bouncer. This guy is a started a religion. I don't know if he did it intentionally, but I'm going to tell you this story about the Buddha. Now, he's the historic Buddha lived in India, and I don't know what year, so nobody does. Isn't that amazing? When you're the center of your own world, no one knows that. But let me tell you the story anyway. So I know he's a very wealthy. His name was Sid Gautermo, which I think sounds like a Greek name, but whatever. And he was a very wealthy Indian. I'm saying prince. I'm going to say prince.
like the Fresh Prince of Bel Air, but it's in India. And he lived in a gated community. And one time when he was very young, he got in trouble for stealing a golf cart. But it's not on his permanent record or anything. And when he got older, one day, I think the teenage Sid says, I'm going to take the chauffeur-driven chariot or something, whatever they had, out for a ride around town. See the world. And when he was out, the chariot first it passed an old sickly man, and he said,